Yes Words podcast coming to you from the San Diego Comic-Con floor. Today I have with me Mr. Dave Willis of shortpatch.com.
Hello, peeps.
He's a very popular webcomic artist, largely for his Batman.
Oh, yes, I do lots of Batman.
Is that your number one request for what people draw? What you draw for people? Or no,
actually. Usually it's Amber or sometimes Joyce or Walkie, you know.
Okay.
Ronald Reagan.
Really? You get Ronald Reagan more often than you get Batman?
Yes.
That's amazing to
me.
But yes, so the webcomic Short Pact centers around the lives of people who currently used to work at a toy store.
Oh, they're on their way back.
They're on their way back to the toy store. Yes, I saw that. This is based off of your real experiences as a toy store retail clerk, right?
Yes, for 2 years I worked at Toys R Us. Before that I worked at places like the Warner Brothers Studio Store, Meijer, places like that. It's a cashier, you know, shirt folder, that sort of thing.
And so is that where you learned your hatred for the common fan? Or is that the internet?
The internet, of course.
The internet did more to build your hate than Toys R Us did? That's amazing to me.
Well, I don't really talk to people in Toys R Us like Ethan does. It's more like my internet experiences transposed onto the store experiences.
I see. So Short Pact is a composite of the internet and just people that you've known in the toy collecting industry, or toy collecting fandom, I should say.
Yeah.
All right, and so about your lifelong love of Transformers and other Hasbro licenses like G.I. Joe and things like that. So I'm sure that started when you were a child. How have you been keeping up with, you know, things like BotCon and things like that?
Well, I've been to BotCon every year since 1998.
98, wow.
I would probably have to kill myself if I missed. I'm sure I'll have, like, a kid born on BotCon some year, and I'll like, you know, I might mellow out after that, but until then, I'll freak out.
And is it true that you're still the number one editor on the Transformers Wiki, or no?
I don't know if I'm the most frequent. I mean, I'm technically the founder of it, but there are many authors who are very prolific.
Like, I see.
Some people have watched through, like, Chris McFeely, he's watched through, like, countless Japanese series, and some people watch through Energon, and I don't envy them for that, because they don't envy themselves either, but it can be grueling work.
It's something they do for their art, huh?
Yes.
The art of the Transformers Wiki?
Yes, it's something they sacrifice up to the Transformers god.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yes.
So they actually watch the things like the Transformers Kiss Masters or whatever it was called? It was Kiss something.
A Kiss Play, yes.
Kiss Play, that's right.
We have a couple of people who did listen through all the radio dramas about how Marissa Fairborn likes to lick ice cream off of Optimus Prime's stick shift and stuff like that. And Optimus Prime thinks that really Marissa Fairborn should stop eating so much ice cream because she is getting fat.
Was that actually a plot for the radio drama Kiss Play?
It was not a plot, it was an aside.
Are you serious?
But that is actually canon, yes.
And you're still a Transformers fan after all these years?
In spite of that, yes.
That is amazing dedication, but that's the thing you'll find on the Comic-Con floor, isn't it?
Yeah, that area of Transformers is not something I really personally get into, but it exists.
Oh, good lord. And I thought it was bad enough with the Breastmasters and the, what is it, Headforce?
Breastforce.
Breastforce and the Headmasters.
Breastforce and the Headmasters.
Yeah, I guess we did finally discover something that was worse than that, huh?
Yes.
All right, moving on then. So about your comic strip itself, how did that come about? How did you come to decide that you were going to, you know, make a webcomic about these people working at a toy store and their lives?
Well, I guess first the first-hand experience of working at a toy store, plus while I was doing my previous comic, It's Walkie, that was very continuity-heavy. I didn't get to do a lot of one-off jokes about things I liked. I mean, there were a lot of Transformers jokes that poked through, but I wanted an opportunity to do those whenever I wanted to and basically start new, something, I guess, very low continuity, at least at first, and have like a break from the mental heaviness of doing such plot-heavy work.
And so, for those of you who have not read Short Pact, you should, but it has very frequent asides into either the characters or just Dave himself either complaining or just poking fun at all sorts of fandoms, up to and including, you know, the aforementioned Transformers, Batman, any kind of, you know...
Superbook.
Any kind of Superbook, really. I mean, you've done Daredevil, you've done all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And so, and so this is just how you decided that it would be the best vehicle for your love of comics and your love of toys?
Yeah, pop culture. Yeah, I like just having an outlet for those kind of jokes I want to do.
All right. And so the other thing that your webcomic has become known for is for its very strong homosexual... it's not even undertones anymore. It's gotten into the words "licky face" several times. So
my character has several... My comic has several gay characters. They are a large portion of the cast.
Yeah, and so what made you decide on that? Was it just... Was it because it felt unique to you? Was it because it felt how the characters would act?
Well, At first, I wanted to make sure that Amber and Ethan would never, ever get together. It seemed like a really sort of a cliche sort of thing that could have drifted into easily, like an easy out. And so I made Ethan gay, and that solved that problem. And then sort of arranging people in sort of interesting character dynamics, I ended up with more gay people.
Including one character who is just named Lesbian.
Yeah, well, her name is Leslie, but Robin likes to call her my lesbian.
I don't think you've said the word Leslie more than three or so times in the history of your strip, have you?
Other characters call her Leslie.
Okay.
It's only Robin who calls her my lesbian or hey lesbian.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So your characters include Ronald Reagan and a character who seems to be the embodiment of the weeaboo archetype with the ninja.
Yes.
Rick the Ninja, was it? Yes.
Ninja Rick.
So, was that also just based on your hatred of the internet, or did you think it would be interesting to put them all in the same place?
Ninja Rick is based on a friend of mine, Rich Dombeck, from art school. He liked to dress up like a ninja. He was very into ninjas, and Ninja Rick basically looks just like Rich.
So it's not even based on your hatred of the internet, unlike some of the other characters. Yeah. It's just based on your friend who wanted to be a ninja.
Yes, he would sometimes show up to art school dressed as a ninja.
Just going to show you that real life can, in fact, be stranger than fiction, huh?
Yes.
So, let's see here. Ninja Rick, so did you turn him into more of what people would call the Narutard character, or did that just sort of come so naturally to what you had that it just ended up that way?
I think it was just a natural, a natural extension of how we saw Rich, the way he acted, so...
Okay, but who
else... He's a nice guy, by the way.
He actually is a nice guy? All right, so how much of your comic does come from the internet, and how much of it comes from, you know, your actual personal experiences and things like that?
Well, if you see Ethan interacting with a guy talking about toys, that's from the internet.
Okay.
I guess if there's not so much retail-specific content these days, but a lot of that came from my personal experiences. Sometimes I'll look online and see, like, I'm sure there's several online resources for people who hate working retail. They're terrible stories. I haven't mined that very often, but a few times, I think. And a lot of the character interaction is just completely made up.
All right. But mostly, you know, there will be occasional arcs where Ethan gets angry at just almost anything, and that's usually from the internet then?
Usually, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, do you actually have a close relationship with, you know, the Mattel and Hasbro toy distributors, or do you just talk to them in general as you rant about various things and repaints and distributions and things like that?
Well, I don't know anybody from Mattel. I know a couple Hasbro guys. Aaron Archer stopped by the booth before the con. Another guy, I can't remember what department he was in, but he came by, talked to me a little bit, and they know me. We're on friendly terms.
Still are on friendly terms?
Yeah, well,
that's good.
Well, I mean, I like Transformers, and they know I like Transformers, and so I'm sure that love shows in my work.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so why Ronald Reagan, and how did he become so popular?
Well, using Ronald Reagan just sort of birthed from a one-off joke I did where, like, you know, at the time, 80s properties were coming back. It was a very popular thing. And so would it be funny if they brought back Ronald Reagan just to make the store popular? And then I kept him around because, I don't know, why not? And that's basically it.
And he's just been around forever, huh?
Yep.
All right, so we can probably start wrapping up a little bit here.
Okay.
So do you have any final words for our listeners and your readers who will come by to listen to this?
Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind. That's fine.
I love all of you.
I love you too, Dave.
All right.
But anyway, so this was Dave Willis of ShortPact.com, formerly of It's Walkie.
Mm-hmm.
You can find him online at the aforementioned ShortPact.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find his baby, the Transformers Wiki, at, I don't know what that is.
TFWiki.net.
TFWiki.net. And he is part of Blank Label Comics. And so you can come by and see them at Comic-Con Or you can see them online. I believe it's just blanklegablecomics.com, isn't it? All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next year.
All right. High five.